The Chicago Police Department is the focus of today's latest demonstration, inspired by the death of George Floyd. Organizers and others are in their cars, as you can hear, hoping to make a drive-by statement. WBBM's Jim Gotis is live on the news line with this near 26th and Michigan in Bronzeville.
A parade of vehicles, Lisa, that stretches for blocks and blocks and blocks. In fact, this caravan started at 4:30. And only the end of the very end of that is just now starting to leave the starting area at 26th and Michigan. They're making their way down to 35th and Michigan. Their objective is to get as close as they can to Chicago Police Headquarters. They had hoped to drive around Police Headquarters, but the city has giant trucks blocking the streets that lead up to Chicago Police Headquarters. So it may simply be they drive as close as they can. There'll be no doubt that police can hear them. As you can hear, this is a very loud protest. And even if they don't get to circle Police Headquarters, some of the protesters here are declaring victory this afternoon. Victory in the fact that the officer who is accused of putting his knee on George Floyd's neck has had charges upgraded to second-degree murder, and the other three officers who responded to that call are now charged with aiding and abetting. They say that probably wouldn't have happened if not for these protests. They believe that the protests are the reason that there are any charges at all and that the charges have been upgraded. But others here at the protest say that they are not satisfied. They believe that first-degree murder charges should be the case for all four officers. They believe that the charges are still insufficient. So right now they are getting as close as they can to Chicago Police Headquarters to deliver a very loud message that police reform is needed in Chicago and across the country. Live in Bronzeville, Jim Gotis, News Radio 105.9 FM.